Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I thought about making like a little, token of gratitude episode for funsies because I couldn't wait till Monday to talk to you again. But first things first, I hope you're voting in 2027. I just woke up also, so if I sound a bit groggy, it's because I just woke up. It's really early on a Saturday morning. I came across this TikTok. Oh, wait, we were talking about elections. And I hope you're voting next year because, honestly, it's time. You need to help make a change in the country. So go get signed. Go sign up as a voter. Register. Yeah. And make sure you vote. And... I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Good morning. And also, if you are not going to be where you said you will be when you're voting, that's okay. You can go and swap stations. You can go and swap like polling stations, which is so cool. How lucky am I that I'm able to make a change in the government next year based off of my own birthright? I was born to do this. When I was born in 1999. Rumi, am I old? Someone told me I look like my cat. My housie, her name is Praxides. She's Lunje. I love her so much, bruh. I love her so much. She told me I look like Rumi. I told my child when you're going to na pets one and zanga kufana na pets zao. Praxi, I love her. Oh, yeah. A sweetheart. But yeah, in 99 when I was born, who was president at the time? Is it Moi? Moi counted my birth as a vote in the next coming 18 years. Okay, is it Moi or would Kibaki be more? Would it be Kibaki or would it be Ruto? Because it's, oh God. Why is it that at my time? Anyway, I don't want to get into the technicalities of how I feel. It's deep. All I know is Nikokadi, and that's it. That's all I must say. Okay? I hope you guys are doing well for yourselves. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, blah, blah, blah. I came across a TikTok of some guy saying how I follow him because he looks like a girl's girl. And he does his nails. He's always eating fruits or like a sandwich or something when he's talking to us. And I don't know, I just really like him. He's a beautiful man. He's a gorgeous man. He has like an afro with like really nice hair. I don't know if he's a black man also, which makes me love him even more. Anyway, he was saying how to him it's so sad and cringe when he sees a woman who has everything that she's worked hard to get for herself and who's working towards bettering herself. Oh my God. Sorry. Who's working about to bettering herself and just like trying to get better and stuff for her future, of course. Getting with a man in a situationship. Like getting into a situationship with a man, and he said it's not even like him, he already feels bad and he does not have access to our bodies. So he was saying, can you imagine a man who doesn't do anything for you emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in any way, shape, or form, is at your beck and no, you're at their beck and call, like just. Any time, like they know they can hit you up and you'll drop everything and meet them just so they can get to you with your body and not even respect the vessel that he's just come in contact with. Or he's not appreciative of the level of depth that you've welcomed him to. Yeah. It got me thinking about like situationships and things I've been in the past, and I was just like, oh my God, that is so why would I even do that? It's like, yeah, okay, fine. Let's just say sexual liberation and everything. Like, yeah, I'm a baddie. I'm in my bad bitch bag. And I'm also in control of my sexual decisions. Of course, I am. And I always have been. And anything that goes against that is not right. It's criminal, actually. It's the reason I'ma buy me a gun and come back and set this motherfucker off. But yeah, I just realized that it's so pathetic. Like, okay, at least for me, I'm not coming to attack anybody's, you know, anchor on self. If you're anchored on yourself and you're anchored in your sexuality, then go off. I support all women's decisions, most women's decisions, most decisions made by women. Yes. By virtue of you being a woman, I semi love you. It's up to you and your personality to make sure that I love you completely, or like that I even give you a chance. You know, light of day in my head, in my medulla, in my mental. That's a TikTok sound. Wow, you metal. Anyway, yeah, like, just situationships are so good. Like, I remember I was in this one situationship that just lasted. It went on and on. It just went on and on. And like, when I think about a person that's betrayed me the most, a person who's hurt me the most, a person who's used me the most, oh God, how pathetic. Jesus Christ, like, wow, thank God for growth. And, you know, when I think about it, it feels like a dark cloud was following me. And even at the time, it's just something that's hanging over your spirit and your aura. It's so, I don't know if I can explain this to you and then you understand, because I don't necessarily think I've had this conversation with a person and heard from their perspective of someone who's also going through the same thing in a situationship. I've not had that, you know, exchange. I've just had the exchange between me and my situationship and my friends, like letting people, people that I love, know about what's happening, and they would just be tired all the time. It would just be like, oh God, Nyambura, not again. Like, what the fuck, Nyambura? Nyambura, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And I think I can even, like, tell, because I'm a grown woman, you know. I don't need to be sneaking up with anyone. Like, why should I be sneaking up on people? Like, sneaking around with anyone, sorry. Sneaking up on people is crazy. Why would I be sneaky with anyone? You know, I'm a grown, full-grown adult who's gonna whoop my ass. I pay my bills. I am in charge of myself. So who's gonna whoop my ass? I'm allowed to, like, you know, kiss a man. Kiss is a very light way of describing it. But I think I'm allowed to have, like, to be liberated sexually, that is. But then as I've grown older, I've realized that sexual liberation, at least for me, and when I come on here to just, when I say anything on here, I'm just reflecting on my own opinion, okay? And contrary to most, what happens on most podcasts, the opinion of the speaker in this episode and in all episodes before this is responsible. Like, the podcast is responsible for everything that I say on here. And it is both our views, mine and the podcast. As the host and the podcast itself, we are in support. It is my wish. I am not in support. It is my wish. So yeah, like, for me, sexual liberation, as I've grown older, has just become mostly about safety, completeness, love, and I was saying how I don't need to be sneaking around with anyone because I'm a full grown adult who's in charge of their life and like who's gonna whoop my ass. How is it wrong for me to be with anyone? So if I end up being with someone and I realize that, oh, I'm sneaking around, I don't want my friends to find out. I don't want anyone finding out for that matter. And it's not because of any particular reason. It's just like embarrassment, shame, just like knowing that this person has let you down so many times. You cannot afford to be seen with them. It's embarrassing as fuck. And I much rather would be alone than be in a situation like that. Because being alone never hurt anyone, never killed anyone. Actually, being alone never killed anyone, for real. I had to, like, come back home to myself and be like, this is not a situation I want to be in. It's embarrassing for me. It doesn't match who I am and who I see myself being in the future. And I realized that I was risking. The risk was not worth the reward. And just once I decentered, like, this situationship in particular, once I decentered that need to want him to want me, I really just realized how much of a loser he was. Like, not even, no shade, obviously, I don't even think he listens to this podcast, because also I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. Anyway, but like, you start to realize, oh my God, why the fuck even was I ever with you? There's literally nothing that you're giving me. How do you pay anything? And that goes for like men who beat you too. A man who hits you is a man who will kill you. Trust me, you need to walk away from that nigga. Like, if he can raise his hand to, let me tell you, when I first met Tumi is my adorable friend. He's doing his PhD. I love him so much. When I first met Tumi, we sat on this dining table in somebody's kitchen, and he was feeding me fruit, me and Laura. And I remember I had just graduated. I was gonna go on a solo trip to SA by myself. A solo trip is by myself, obviously. I was gonna go for a solo trip, and I was excited about that, like in a few days. But then, like, when Tumi and I were talking, because now we were like girls together, I was telling him about this guy I had a crush on at the time. This is a really long time ago. But then I was telling him about how I have a crush on this guy. And then I was like, but I don't like how he speaks to me. He's rude. He's a bit, I don't know. He comes off very standoffish. So I gave him my chat to read, like to go through how him and I talk. And he was like, Nyambura, this is insane. You need to leave now. He told me, and I'll never forget this, a man who loves you will be in his head about, oh my God, can I hold her hand? Oh my God, will I? Is this the right time? Is she looking at me? Am I embarrassing myself? Is this, like, a man is supposed to be so conscious about, self-conscious, that is, about how he is around you and the kinds of impressions he makes on you, he leaves on you. And that stuck with me. Because, like, for real, yes, 100%, he should be like, oh my God, does she like this? Does she not like this? The slightest change in my mood on my face should cause him great concern. Great concern. And I realized, oh my God, I am also my mother's only child, my father's only daughter. I cannot be in a crazy relationship, because that just does not align with who I want, how I want life to go for my mother's daughter. I just, like, looked at myself from a totally different perspective. And I was like, Nyambura, we are gonna need to make better decisions. Okay? Are we clear? And by me making better decisions sexually, emotionally, and romantically, I think I have found like a calmness that I like. And I realize that I don't even understand what would ever make me gravitate towards a loveless relationship. What? You don't love me and I'm with you? That makes no sense. Why the fuck am I with you? There's hella niggas out there who should be with me, who could be with me, who would treat me so much better. And just the you not having a partner right now and like not ever thinking that there's ever a man that will love you or want you or treat you right, or if men are even capable of treating anyone right in the first place, because that's a thought. Trust me, when you've been single for 4 years plus, you start to think things. you start to conjure up stuff. Anyway, just the decisions that I feel like I need to make. If you are not going to make a good decision romantically, it's better you just don't make any decision at all. And by that, I don't mean stay in your situationship where you don't have to make a decision. I mean, you totally remove yourself from romance and everything that it has to offer, or experience romance through your friends. Because friendships, contrary to popular belief, friendships should be romantic, not like sexual, but romantic. You know, you and your friends should be very romantic towards each other. To be honest, like, girlhood is so healing because I feel like it has romance. Like, it has romance, and it's, oh God, me and my friends are so romantic. Honestly, like, on my birthdays, I get the cutest little gifts. I get the cutest little notes randomly. My friends text me the cutest things. Like, if I showed you my chats with my friends, you'd just be like, oh my God, you're cheating on your boyfriend with everyone in your life. Because I have so much love to give, and I want to feel safe while I give it, you know. So, yeah, basically, drop that situationship, sis. It's a bad look on you. You're a bad bitch. You deserve romance that's clear, pure, honest, and true. And for just you. Ooh, I'm rhyming. Okay. Yeah, this is just a bonus episode. I think I'm going to upload it just now because I want to yap your ears off before your Saturday starts. What am I doing today? I might go on a little walk. Oh, am I gonna walk? And oh, I might go swimming too. I hope it doesn't rain. I also think I'm gonna, oh shit, I have to walk. I have to write some, oh God, I have to write something, and it was due yesterday. I'm so pathetic. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll catch you on Monday because this is just a bonus episode. And I've been so consistent this year. It's just, oh, God. God bless. Jah bless. Mob love. Love you. Take care of yourself. And leave that man, sis.